أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله يدخل الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ولؤلؤا ولباسهم فيها حرير. وهدوا إلى الطيب من القول وهدوا إلى صراط الحميد. صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 23 and 24 of Surah Al-Hajj. In the last ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of the disbelievers, their clothing, their garments in the fire of Jahannam. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again speaks about the believers, those who brought righteous deeds in their lives, they practiced piously, and their garments and their clothing in Jannah. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُدْخِلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shall admit those who brought perfect iman and practiced righteously. Allah will enter them into gardens under which rivers flow. يُحَلَّوْنَ فِيهَا مِنْ أَسَابِرَ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلُؤْلُؤَ. They shall be dressed in it, in Jannah, from the bracelets or bangles of gold and pearls. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing the highest form of honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them. In this world, men are not allowed to wear bracelets, women will wear bangles, men are not allowed, women could wear. Secondly, men are not allowed to wear gold. In the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that man that wears gold in this world, Allah ta'ala will deprive him from the gold of the hereafter. That person that drinks from utensils of gold and silver, Allah will deprive them from the utensils of gold and silver in Jannah. That man that wears silk, Allah will deprive him from the silk of Jannah. Hence, we find in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that generally monarchs, kings, rulers would wear these bracelets and they would wear these bangles of gold. So hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will dress them in it to show absolute honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَلُؤْلُؤَا, and that of pearls. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving different ranks in certain ahadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The bracelets will be of gold, the bracelets will be of silver, and the bracelets will be of pearls. Just one example that is given in the hadith of the pearls, that the dimmest pearl, the pearl that is not the brightest, but the one that is dimmest in Jannah, will illuminate from the east to the west of this world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing absolute honor that Allah will grant them. وَلِبَاسُهُمْ فِيهَا حَرِيرٌ. In this world, it is prohibited for men to wear silk, but Allah ta'ala says there, their clothing will be that of harir, that of silk. Most of the commentators have commented that these are just commonalities insofar as words are concerned. Silk here and silk there. But the silk there in Jannah will be of such a nature that will far outshine the silk of this world. Not only would the clothing be of silk, but the reclining couches that they would sit on, the thrones, the beds and the bedding that they will use, all of it will be made of silk of the highest quality. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he describes and he discusses where the silk will come from. It will come from a tree in Jannah, and in one narration from a fruit of a tree in Jannah. From that the silk will be manufactured. So that just gives us the idea that there is just common vary. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُدُوا إِلَى الطَّيِّبِ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ, that they were guided to the best of words. The best of words are three aspects to it. First and foremost, they were guided in this world to the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one hand, we brought iman in Allah. On the other hand, we proclaim and we give testimony of this kalima la ilaha illallah. And on the second hand, we should also at the same time make the zikr of la ilaha illallah in abundance. The second aspect of this tayyibi min al qawl is the recitation of the Qur'an Kareem. The third is to make the various zikrs of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is tasbih, subhanallah, or whether it is tahmeed, alhamdulillah, or Allahu Akbar, or la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whatever it is, this guidance comes from Allah, but we need to bring about in our lives the continuous praising of Allah and the continuous zikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَهُدُوا إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْحَمِيدِ, and they had been guided to the path of Al-Hamid. Al-Hamid refers to Allah Ta'ala, and Al-Hamid means the one that is worthy of praise, and that is Allah Rabbul Izzat. So here Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is speaking about the guidance on this sirat, on this path of Allah, a path in which there is no over-exaggeration, and a path in which there is no laxity. In other words, exactly that path that our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had chalked out for us in every aspect of our lives, they were following and they were guided to that path. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us these qualities, and may Allah ta'ala grant each and every one of us and our families Jannatul Firdaus. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.